Don and I played at the same pizza shop for 2 years while he was still living in the Tampa Clearwater area in Florida. Don later moved to, after that, he went to Texas. And then came back to Florida, where he eventually passed on. In Florida, we have an organ in Orlando called the Don Baker Memorial. And I performed there last weekend in Orlando on that organ. It's a 317 Wurlitzer Robert Morton hybrid. And it needs a little bit of help. It really does. It's hopefully going to be featured at next year's, or actually this coming year's ATOS National Convention. It's going to be held in the Tampa Bay area at the Breedlove organ. And hopefully, if the organ is ready, I will be reigning for it over at the Breedlove. That's going to be my first national exposure as far as conventions and stuff. But before the convention starts, there is one other thing that's going to hopefully get me a little bit more of this national exposure that I am so desperately seeking. And I'm going to put in a shameless self-promoting plug here, folks. It is not available for sale today, but around Christmas time, my first CD is coming out. It is at the producers, the production company right now. It is being done. It is a done deal. It's being reproduced as we speak, but it's not going to be out before around Christmas time. If you think you might like to have a copy of my first CD entitled Sounds of Grace, recorded on the 4-manual, 32-rank Wurlitzer at Grace Baptist Church in Sarasota, Florida, which is the same instrument that Jelani Eddington recorded on his Sarasota Spectacular. It's the same instrument. If you've heard the Sarasota Spectacular instrument, this is it. But it's not theater organ music like I'm playing today. It is more of a contemporary Christian gospel type of music. There's lots of it's a Christian type album for my first release. My second release will be all real theater organ stuff, believe me. But this one was at the urging of the president of the Minnesota Club. So it's going to be available by mail, by email, whatever. But my wife will have a pad.
Right,
name, address of Bob's got the pad.
Right here. This is where you sign up, right here. Name, address,
phone number,
zip code,
email.
Email address.
Okay. When the CDs get back to me, I will give you a telephone call or drop you an email or a note and say, you want it, here's what it's going to be. The price will be $20 plus whatever postage it happens to be. Now, let's get into a sound of the season. Gee, you've probably been bombarded with Christmas music for the last week already. But I got to do a couple, and I've got to calm down and slow down and catch my breath. I never start off with That's Entertainment, followed immediately with Rise and Shine. I mean, gosh, I'm not thinking.
But I had to.
So, anyway, a sound of the season, quiet, nice, easy sound of the season by Victor Herbert. This particular piece of music will actually appear on my next album because it's in the public domain and won't cost me anything to record it. From Babes to Toilet, this is Toilet.
Thank you.
Thank you.